Giant FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and with me from the South Central Indiana Blues Society, I have Nancy Gaylord. How are you doing, Nancy?
Doing great, Penny. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thanks for making the trip. And, you know, just watching the South Central Indiana Blues Society grow over the years, I just got to tell you that you are, you know, your team. You guys are just doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. It means a lot coming from you.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. So, Boogie to Beale.
Yeah.
There's going to be some boogieing going on down at Beale Street at the International Blues Challenge.
No doubt. And
for our listeners who have never been to the International Blues Challenge, tell them a little bit about, you know, what that's like in Memphis, Tennessee.
Sure. So once a year in January or February, this year it's January 16th through the 20th, we all of the blues societies around the country send representatives to compete in the International Blues Challenge. So last year, I think there were about 250 bands, maybe a little bit more, from 19 different countries that were represented. And everybody kind of converges on, you know, the two or three blocks of Beale Street, and it's just kind of like magic. Everybody is there to compete against themselves, not necessarily against everyone else, but there to network and just, you know, get to know each other and do their best to keep the blues alive.
It's really neat because you see a lot of the same faces, yep. But different ones every year, too.
Sure, yeah. It's always nice to see the blues family when you go to Beale Street.
Yeah. So where are you from originally?
I grew up in, like, Avon, Indiana, so in Indiana, but on the west side up near Indianapolis. And then my husband and I have lived in Broad Ripple and then in Martinsville, and now we live in Nashville, Indiana.
Uh-huh. And what moved you to help start the South Central Indiana Blues Society?
Well, our band, Fistful of Bacon, competed 2 years in the Indiana Blues Society Challenge and then in the Kentuckiana Blues Society Challenge the next year. And we were fortunate enough to win both of those challenges and go to Beale Street. Mm-hmm. And it was such an awesome experience that we really wanted to give that experience to more people, more musicians in Indiana, and be able to send yet another band, yet another, you know, solo duo act and another youth group to the International Blues Challenge and give people a taste of what we experienced, which was just really transforming for our band. It was really, you really get schooled when you go to Memphis, right?
Right, you do. Many different things.
That's right.
So let's first talk about the Blues Challenge, which will be this Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And do you have a youth group selected?
Yes, we do. Jeffrey Gentry will be representing us this year. That is selected. The youth group doesn't usually compete. So Jeffrey applied, and we are very proud to have him represent us. He has been to the International Blues Challenge before as a youth representative, and he did a great job then, and I know he'll do a wonderful job for us, too.
Where's he from? Tell us a little
He's
bit about
from Linton, Indiana.
He's from Linton, Indiana.
He is. I believe he is a 17-year-old in high school there, and he is a senior this year.
Uh-huh.
He's been playing guitar since he was about 14 and has been a regular at our blues jams and was one of our first members. You'll also see him at our blues challenge on Sunday. He'll be doing kind of an all-star jam after while we're waiting for the judges to tabulate their votes. Yeah, you'll get to see a little bit of Jeffrey then.
And speaking of your jams, I remember pulling into the Bean Blossom Blues Fest last mm-hmm. year. It was pouring. You
know, and, it was rainy.
And I pulled up to Hippie Hill. And I was listening to your blues jam
mm-hmm.
for the South Central Indiana Blues Society, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is just amazing. And I remember I walked up to you not knowing exactly what it was because it was pouring
sure.
down rain, I'm pulling it up. and I was like, you know, Nancy, what is this? Who is this? And you're like, this is our blues jam. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah,
So very, very talented group of individuals down there.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, we'll be doing that again this year at the Bean Blossom Blues Fest on Saturday, the 26th of August at 10 a.m. We'll be over there on the Hippie Hill stage, and we have a group of our members who's kind of a mixture. It'll be the J.C. Clements Band along with some other people that'll jump in and kind of play for the first 45 minutes or so, and then we'll open it up to anybody that is there at the festival who brought their instruments to come up and play as well.
And how many members do you currently have?
We have almost 200 members right now. This is our second year in existence.
It's only been 2 years.
It's only been 2 years
oh my gosh,
in July.
Seems like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. doing a wonderful job.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about, because I've never been there before, and I just think it sounds like a cool place. It's in Nashville. Mike's Dance Barn.
Yep. Mike's Dance Barn is one of our newest corporate members. They are joining us to kind of help keep the blues alive and bring some more blues into Nashville. They're located between Bloomington and Nashville, right on 46 there. It's a huge place with a huge stage, 16 by 40 stage, that the guys will get to, guys and gals, will get to really utilize and, you know, get to show off their stage presence as part of the competition. It's got a huge dance floor and can seat, maybe 350, 400 people. We're hoping to have quite a few people there on Sunday to see the bands compete. We've got a lot of good ones this year.
So you have seven acts, and it is a $7 cover. And this, of course, does help the bands that will be making the journey.
That's right.
To the International Blues Challenge. If you are a blues member, you do get in for free. So
that's right.
That is nice. And how can our listeners become members of the South Central Indiana Blues Society? How can they do that?
Sure. They can show up on Sunday and pay there at their door, and we'll get them signed up. Also, you can go to our website, is www.sciblues.org, and there's a button there that you can do a join, or you can get information there on how to send a check-in to our PO box as well.
All right. So that's simple enough. And also, too, it says raffle for prize baskets to Robert Cray.
Yeah, we've got some Robert Cray tickets we're going to be giving away, as well as a tour and tasting from Sun King Brewery and some other items from La Justice and creative items from that. So yeah, lots of good prizes.
All right. And let's talk about the seven acts. Now, and that's what's really neat about a lot of the blues challenges. You know, it's not necessarily, well, it is nice if you're the one that wins, but, you know, as far as listeners and watchers that go, you really get exposed to a lot of great musicians and different acts that you might not know of. I know that I do know of King Bee and the Stingers, and I am I'm always really excited. You know, it just makes me smile because, their lead singer, Sarah, is that right?
That's right.
And
Sarah Menifee.
Just watching her grow up over the years and just evolve. You know, and she's just such a tremendous, you know, singer. And then the band, too, is just, they're just nice guys.
Yep,
you said
they really
your
are.
Husband just joined.
He did, yeah.
So that's awesome.
He's going to be playing with them.
So let's start off talking about them. Tell me a little bit about them.
Yeah, so King Bee and Stingers have been around quite a while. They are actually alumni of the IBC, so they've been to the International Blues Challenge back in 2009, I believe. They play quite a few festivals around town and have been a staple of our blues society for quite some time. Right. So this is, again, another year that they're going to compete and hope to move on. But, of course, so do all of our other bands as well.
Right.
And we've got some really good competition for them this year.
Can you tell us about the other ones?
Sure. We've got J.J. Reeves' band. He is out of Columbus, Indiana.
All right.
And he's a trio, quite a powerful trio that we've seen play several times. He's, again, another member that comes over and jams with us at the Blues Jam over in Bloomington sometimes.
And so, you know, for our Shelbyville residents that are listening, you know, we're talking about Columbus. It's not too far of a journey.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
To be part of this. And, of course, the South Central Indiana Blues Society, you guys move around to different venues.
We do,
you know,
yeah.
It's not always in Bloomington.
Right.
So, and that's nice to know also. But
yep,
all right.
We do. Let's see, who else we have? Dick and the Roadmasters. They're from the Cincinnati area, and they've competed with us last year again. They have a big band, seven members in the band, three guitarists and some horns. And, yeah, they're really awesome to watch as well.
And I always love it when it's the big band.
Yeah, right.
And the horns and all the different instruments.
Right, and I'm on that big stage. That's
going
to look forward
wonderful.
To. We have the James Plessinger Trio, and they're, again, another Bloomington band that is a very powerful trio. They have been around for a long time. They were actually hosted a couple of our jams for us and things like that, and one of our board members is in that band as well, Brian Wymore. But I'm really looking forward to seeing them again. They competed last year and did very well. Let's see, who am I missing? Oh, the new band to our competition, new to us anyway. It's a band from Lafayette, Indiana that we've not really seen yet. I know,
that's
we're excited. Right,
yeah.
But it's the Blues Collar Band.
You
can check them out. Yeah, check them out on Facebook. But the information that they sent us, you know, the music and everything sounded great. So I'm really looking forward to hearing them as well.
All right. Great.
Then we have two solo acts that are playing. Bo Ricketts is from Chicago, Illinois, and he competed in the International Blues Challenge last year for one of the Illinois Blues Societies. He's going to come down and compete for us this year. And then Freddie Shaw, who has been in the blues scene in Bloomington for many years and is a favorite there, is going to compete. Usually he's with a band, but he's going to be doing solo this time. So I'm looking forward to hearing that, too.
All right. So that's 7X, $7 cover this Sunday.
This Sunday.
At Mike's Dance Bar in Nashville, Indiana.
Yep, that's it.
So go out and support the blues. And speaking of supporting the blues, one quick thing, Blues in Schools. Tell us about that.
Blues in Schools program, we have a program where we have a presentation for history of the blues, as well as a full band that goes and plays some songs that are kind of correlated with the program. We've performed it. I competed. Performed it several times for Camp Atterbury and another school as well. Uh-huh. But we're looking for some volunteers for that. So if anybody is willing to help us kind of arrange it, we need somebody to do the administration part, to call the schools and get us some gigs, I guess. If anybody's willing to book for us, or if any musicians would like to be backup musicians for that, we could always use those as well.
All right. Wonderful. And an important thing.
Yes.
Blues is the American music.
That's right, right. One of the few American genres, right that we need to keep alive.
Important to educate and keep it going.
That's right. That's right.
Well, Nancy, thank you for everything that you and everyone at the South Central Indiana Blues Society does. And how can we follow you online?
Thank you so much, Penny. You can follow us at, our website is www.scibluesorg, or you can find us on Facebook at South Central Indiana Blues Society.